Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. And that's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Thank you for listening. You are here, chatting here with Cindy, here at Open Talk 2. My intro credit goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, I want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. Remember, that's what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other. And it's always encouraging to me to know when I have different styles of infallible women that have been successful with their businesses. So keep the emails coming, keep the emails flowing. I will continue to brand myself through inspirational media outlets so my supporters will solidify all my information. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Last week on the show, we had a popular guest that actually was on a TV show, and he published his first book. The name of the book is I Might As Well Tell It. It's Ex-Wars of a Ex-Felon. So please support him. Check him out. Thank you, Mr. Weaver, for allowing the listeners to get some insight about your book. A few weeks ago, I also had a lady who developed, it's called the Daveron Serum. I use this product, guys, and it really, really works. So please support her. Her name is Gracie Agami. Check her out. Find her website, www.gracieegami.com. The name of her product is Divine Serum. Again, I used it, and it really, really works. So that's a good thing. Last week, again, we discussed how to overcome our obstacles in life. I told you how to write your goals, and we kind of discussed that. And we also talked about how to make a dream or vision board. Remember, as I stated, I use this with my clients, and it's really been quite successful. So today we're going to be talking about more business opportunities, some current events around the community. But before I get to that, I want to just briefly talk about the thing that happened this weekend around the NBA All-Star. So MJ, me and MJ had our ear to the street. MJ, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Let's talk about it, girl. Let's talk about it. Honestly, I can say the celebrities took over Houston this weekend. It was crazy. The traffic was crazy.
Oh, yes. I mean, it didn't even shut down the mall. It was that wild out there. And the weather was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Did you check out T.O. in the fashion show? Did you see that?
No, I didn't catch that one.
Okay, then, you know, Kobe and Vanessa, they were here.
Beyonce, Jay-Z. Matter of fact, they were at the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I heard something happened at the Breakfast Club. Didn't a fight break off or something?
I didn't hear about that one. I'm sure it had something to do with some celebrity. They probably had shut it down or it was overcrowded or something.
I know I saw that. I know the few of the celebrity housewives were here or the jump-off wannabes. Queen Latifah, she rocked her coaching skills on a celebrity basketball event. And
sure
said it was seen. Somebody
and
else.
Kevin Hart, he won his second MVP on a celebrity game, and he was very proud of that.
All right, Kevin Hart. Was got any guys you want to call in and weigh in on the NBA All-Star Weekend? Hit me at 347-215-6288. Here's your opportunity to do so. What about reality TV? Heard Royce and Tammy are leaving the Basketball Wives. You heard about that?
What?
Yeah.
That's new to me. What happened?
Well, Royce is doing her thing. Tammy is doing bigger and better things. She's getting ready to do some actually modeling and build her career in television and film. So good job for you. Tammy and Royce for doing your thing.
All right, because I feel like the basketball empire is about to go down anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Well, thank you, MJ, for having your ear to the street, and I'll see you next week.
All right, take care.
All righty. All right, guys, just wanted to just chit-chat about the All-Star Weekend. It was crazy around Houston, especially in the Galleria area. But today on the show, my guest has she has different businesses, and she's been real quite successful in her business. I've known her for many years, and she's definitely a professional when it comes down to different business. So, guys, please welcome Ms. Jackson to the Blog Star Studio. Hi, Ms. Jackson, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning. Thank you for calling in this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How's your day so far?
It's going. It's going. In preparation of getting my day started with my clients and having to be on the air for the first time, it's like it's amazing. I started my day and I said, this is an amazing day, and I just thank God for another amazing day. And just having you as a friend, and I've been knowing you for years, and we've kind of networked together, and then asked to be on the radio station was a total success for me, because this is something that I've never done. I love to talk. You know that I love to talk to people, and this is just like, this is an extra step for me. So I definitely do appreciate for you having me on the show today.
And I thank you. So tell our listeners a little bit about your business and all the different business that you have and you want to share with the listeners.
Okay. Well, I have several different businesses, and they're under the tree of motivating resources. I do have a professional tax solutions where we do tax preparation. We have financial statements that we create for our clients. We also help with FAFSA assistance for students that are going to college. We also have accounting segment. We have bookkeeping. We do payroll. And then we offer financial consulting for people that's getting ready to retire or just want maybe to plan like a 10-year plan of what they need to do. Because based on Social Security, and I deal with a lot of people that's self-employed too, so that's something that you have to have a game plan going into being self-employed. You know you're not going to have those extra benefits. So we help them out on the consulting part. I also own Keep It Pumping CPR training. And we go out to different companies and administer the CPR skill for different companies like daycares, fitness centers, different plants. Also, we have a school that we have in Greens Point area that we have people come in and take the classes as well. Classes are offered 7 days a week.
All right.
Also, I have an online bookstore. It's called Books for Life Runner Store, where I target more of the college students. Even if you're getting financial aid, I tell people, if you could just put some money to the side, because I know the way financial aid is going now, they make sure that you're in class before the money actually hits your account. So if you can just save a few bucks to the side outside the financial aid, and you can rent the books online, we offer free shipping, and it's easy for you to ship the books back to us. We don't charge to and from. And this is something that first is going to the bookstore. You can rent the books for pennies versus going to the local bookstore and paying hundreds of dollars for them.
Okay.
And also have two other businesses that I own. It's called the Party Life Party Rental, where we do full catering, party planning, kids' birthday parties. We have all things, full catering buffet, margarita machines. And then last but not least is one of my new passions that I just started. It's called A Personal Shopper. And I target wardrobe assistance, budget buying. And my thing for that, I like to create a look that pops.
Okay.
So those are some of the businesses under motivating resources.
Let me stop you real quick. I see listeners, ladies, I get all your emails about different businesses that you want to open up and venture out. She said the key word, passion. You have to have a passion of what you want to do, and that was the word that she actually used, passion. She created a passion for her business, and that's what makes her so successful. So on the tax hand, let me ask you, as a small business owner, especially for people who are just starting their businesses and learning how to get their stuff going, what do they need to look for or be prepared for when they're filing their taxes this tax season?
Paperwork and planning. I'll tell everyone that's getting ready to start their own business, and it's something I help on a consultant side too, always make sure that you have records and receipts, because as every year the IRS requires more and more, and so many people out there is trying to get more money and have self-employment and just don't know the right way to actually file. So what I tell anyone, make sure you have your records. When you go into the business, get a DBA, doing business as. You can go to the courthouse. It's about $16. That is the first thing that I would definitely grasp when I'm starting my business. So that way, not only that, you'll have a tailored name for your company that no one else can get. And then as you start making money, I would get it incorporated. It costs a couple hundred dollars, but you know that that's your name. That's your name right there.
Right.
Second thing, going into it, I would keep receipts. Always make sure that you have a log of everything that you do, any sales, purchases, any money that you make, I would keep a receipt. Because of, you know, everything that's going on, you know, the IRS is requiring more documents. So just make sure you have the receipts. I would even open up a business bank account if you can afford it. That way you can have proof of everything that you're doing with the business. Because if you're filing businesses and you don't have any type of records or reports, you know, you're looking to face a huge audit by the IRS.
Okay, okay. Well, let the listeners also know, since you are so successful with all these different businesses and you've been doing it for many years, how do you balance this work life being married, being a mother of four, and a successful businesswoman? How can you balance and how do you do it all?
It's hard. I start my day off, you know, in the morning time, trying to make sure everything is done at home, and I get up rather early, about 5 o'clock, make sure things are done at home, get the kids off to school, then I head to the office or run any errands I have. Recently, I just hired an assistant, my office assistant, and she helps me out tremendously, and I'm in the process of hiring someone else for the evening time. But throughout the day, and normally anywhere from January through April, my kids know that this is tax time, so they kind of prepare themselves if they need something done. You know, I may have an extra family member to help out. But for the most part, in the evening time, to kind of get the bonding in, because I do have a 14-year-old daughter that, you know, she knows, she loves being up here with me. I'll go pick her up early from school, bring her up here, you know, and on the weekend, I try to set aside one day to have family time. My husband is also a business person, too, and he works lots of hours at his job. So we try to find, you know, somewhere in the media to meet up and maybe go have dinner or, you know, go catch a movie or just, you know, have some free time at home where we just talking. And monthly meetings, that works out for us, because sometimes we all can be on different paths, and I like to, you know, come together with the kids, you know, is anything bothering you, monthly meetings. And also another thing that I know that works, because I love to text, and I know teens love to text, I text the kids daily, you know, just kind of let them know that I love them, and, you know, hey, I know we're all busy now, and, you know, just if you need me, I'm here.
Right.
So that kind of works. That's been working for us.
And then another good thing, like you said, you bring your daughter to the business to kind of either help you, but as a young entrepreneurship, she see her mom doing her business and building her business, and this gives her the mindset to actually one day start her own business. And we talked about this a few months ago, you know, getting the kids involved and letting them know how to run a business. And that's a good, very good thing right there. That's a powerful thing right there to bring her there to let her learn the business side of your, you know, business. So I commend you on that.
Right, and I actually started her a small business. Actually, the kids have a concession stand, and that was one of the first businesses I started for them about 2 years ago. And my daughter is real big on agriculture, so she had some health issues a couple years ago, and we was kind of in the midst of not knowing if she was going to be able to walk again. And I said if she made the softball team this year, I was going to start a foundation for her. So that's what we're in the process of doing now, to let kids know, even though that things may have happened in your life, you still can be successful. So that's something that she's doing, and she's big in agriculture, like I said. So she's raising farm animals, and she just sold her first pig. So she's starting, and she's, you know, she's ready. She knows what she wants to do. We talked about college, and, you know, she knows where she wants to go and study. So that's kind of good that, you know, she sees me being successful, and also my sons, too.
Okay, that's a good thing. Well, if you want to also share again maybe a website or give out some information before we end our interview, let the listeners know again where they can get all your information, the CPR classes. I always advertise their professional tax solutions. So anything that you want to offer the listeners at this time?
Okay, for all the listeners that's listening today, for the CPR class, I'm offering a special for the duration of the month of February. Any CPR class that you call, versus via listening to the radio station. I'm giving the class for $35. And for all the listeners also, I'm giving $75 off of tax preparation fees. My phone number is 281-657-5489. Also, you can email me at T as in Tom, L, Jack, J-A-C-K, 77, at yahoo.com. And I respond back daily. Also, I'm in the process of getting my website put up. So once the website is up, I will let the radio show know. That way they can start airing it out to the listeners.
Okay. Ms. Jackson, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule, calling the show, giving your insightful information. I will give your information out at the beginning of the show. Thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And have a good day, sweetie.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. God bless.
All right, guys, that was Ms. Jackson with Professional Tax Solutions. She had a lot of different businesses. Again, like I said, Ms. Jackson, it's very successful. I've known her for many years, and she has been so big in a part of my life, so I can't say that more than enough. But again, please support her with the tax season. It's still tax season. If you have any questions, anything concerning your businesses, you're just starting your business and you're trying to file, please, please, please call her, email her. She will respond to you right away. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be back with the current events and some more business opportunities. Be right back. Opportunities. But before I do so, I want to send a special shout out to a special someone, Cecil. He is listening today, and also Miss Cynthia. Just want to send a special, special shout out. Okay, guys, let me get back to my zone. Again, we talked about last week overcoming obstacles, and we talked about doing a dream board. So, again, we're going to talk about some small business opportunities. And after you kind of decide what business that you want to open up, get your DBA, the name of your business. Think about make your business stand out. Make it stand out of something special. Make it meaningful. Then after you get your EIN number, that's something that you have to, that's tax purposes. That's a must. You have to do that because people want to file their taxes, and you need to have track record of your business as well. Then once you do that, get you some business cards for marketing purposes, so you can do some networking and connection in the community. Remember, though, Small Business Administration, they always offer free resources and startup guides. So if you you get where you forget what you need to do, you can go to Small Business, or you can actually go to SCORE Houston. They offer free resources as well for new businesses. They offer free counseling. They help you how to start a business with grant funding opportunities. If you can't use a grant, they can provide you information to where that you need to go to get something started for your business. So remember those two places, Small Business Administration and SCORE Houston. Remember, actually, when you're starting a business, ask yourself some important information, some important questions. Is this the business opportunity? Is it part of a successful industry? Is this business in demand? Then also think about, does this business require a huge investment? Are you going to need a lot of money when you start this business? And how are you going to get this funded? Again, loans, credit cards, a grant. Think about those things. But the most important question that I would ask you to ask yourself is, will you dedicate 100% of your time to your business, or are you going to have somebody else to run your business? Personally, in any of my businesses that I have had in the past, I've dedicated 100% of myself to my business because, again, like the caller, my guest said earlier, you have to have a passion for your business in order to make your business successful. So with all my businesses that I have done, that I have been 100% involved, and I also brought my family in. So each one of my family members have had a key part of my life to help me run my business. So think about that. So here are some small ideas that you can actually start. Either you can do it from home, or you just want to just start some, period. A virtual assistant. You can think about being a tax preparer or a bookkeeper. People don't have time to keep records of their taxes or their, you know, their bookkeeping. So, you know, that's, and then this is tax season, so this is a good time to do that. A travel agent. If you're real creative, you can be a blog writer. If you're in physical fitness shape or you like to do training, a personal trainer is a good one. Or a wellness coach. Or an event planner. Again, remember, with event planning, people don't have time for class reunions or birthday parties or retirement parties or receptionists, things like that. Remember, provide a service, a tutor or a drop-off service, something that, think outside the box where somebody will not do, something like that. Interior decorator or a collection agency. Those are just a few business ideas. If I ran through them through fast, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I will email you those little ideas. But if you just want to focus on your career, then if you want to just do a career change, then educate yourself. Go back to school. Get your degree or get a certification in something. Get a certification or a degree that's in a field that's in demand. And also want to talk about, I got an email from, let's see, her name is Shelly, and she wanted to let me know that she has been an active listener, and she decided to take my advice, and she opened up a bed and breakfast. She'll keep me updated, and she wanted me to know. She did go to school in Houston, and they gave her a startup kit. So, Shelly, thank you for that email. Just got that email in, wanted to share that with you guys. I also had another email a few days ago with, I think her name was Wanda. Hope you're listening today, Wanda. I am acknowledging you. I wanted to let you know, you asked me about the book that I've written. I have finally finished my novel. I sent it off to a publisher, so I'm hoping to hear that soon. I will, on the show one day, do a segment on how to write books. So, again, when I asked you in the beginning to email me any ideas, any different things that you want to hear on the show, I'm open to it. We'll talk about it. I'll put it out there. So, again, people want to hear about writing books. Writing a book is very challenging. I've written and published my first book. I actually written two additional books, but one is a novel and the other one is another kid's book. But, again, but writing a book is very challenging. You have to be dedicated with that. So, again, hope that information helped you wander a little bit. Thank you, Shelly, for your email about your bed and breakfast. I hope that's successful. I want to take time to thank my sponsors before I wrap up, guys. Houston Power Football, they're at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. They're having some events coming up. February 23rd, Black History's New Generation Patio and Art. It's for Young, Gifted, and Black Showcase. It's going to be at 419 Lovett Boulevard, and it's going to be from 1 to 4:30. Come out, support them, get some autographs from the women's football team. On the 5th of March at 5:15, please follow them at www.wfbtalk.com. That's womenfootballtalk.com. That's going to be Sunday at 5:15. You can call in the show, ask them questions about how did they start playing football, what made them play football. And the last one that they're doing is March the 9th at 9 a.m. They're going to be holding a golf tournament, and it's going to be at 401 East Canino Road. And, again, people have also emailed me this as well. Yes, I play football. I played for 12 years. I have 2 championship rings. Haven't retired yet, but I'm thinking about retiring this year. But, anyway, support Houston football, Houston Power Football. Again, their website is www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Picture It Photography at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. The business of the week is Hair by Carl. His number is 832-209-4985. You have to call and make an appointment. Professional Tax Solutions. This is the lady that I interviewed earlier today again. 281-657-5489. Please call her. Her name is Nikki. She's a real good tax person. She can help you with your business questions. She can help you with anything you need to know regarding taxes. And then she has other businesses out there, so you can help get her assistance as well. Advertise here with me, guys, at Open Talk 2. Follow me at Twitter. Like me at Facebook. Go to our website and register for my newsletter. MJ, thank you for calling me today. We had our ear to the street. We always have our ear to the street every week. We find out what's going on around Houston. We keep you guys informed with everything. Got to make the show a little fun for you. Got one more closing thought for you guys. It is balancing your life. Don't let the errors of evil lead you down the wrong path and make you lose your balance. So the points I kind of want to ponder is blessed are the balanced. The verse I want you to remember is live life with a due sense of responsibility. Not of those who know the meaning of life, but those who do. That's Ephesians 5 and 15. And the question that I want y'all to consider today is, which of the four activities will I begin in order to stay on track and balance God's five purpose of life? Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Again, email me with any ideas, questions. If you need me to reiterate something for you, opentalk2@yahoo.com. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook. We will be discussing next week home-based business opportunities and more detailed information. Again, if you guys have anything extra, you want me to talk about the book writing thing, I would change it. Just email me. I'll be back February the 27th. Hope you guys have an awesome day, an awesome week. Thank you, Cecil, for listening, and you too, Cynthia.